Vayter and Shasrin Dav Chaf, picking it up on Chaf Amud Aleph, about 17, 18 lines down or so. Second word in the line, Tanu Rabbanan. So we're now going to be coming off the concept that we had mentioned, that if a person lost a loved one and they're at Shiva for 3 days, then the Chag is going to go ahead and knock off the rest of it. Now, we'll go a little bit weiter within that idea. Tanu Rabbanan, Kiyam Kviyas Hamita Shlosha Yamim Kodam HaRegel, Einu Tzach Lichbos Acharegel. The person goes to Mekayim by going ahead and flipping over his bed, which is one of the things we used to do by Avelis. When you flip the bed over, then they did that, then Einu Tzach Lichbos Acharegel, you have to do it after the regular regal knocks it off. Divri Rebbe Eliezer, Zai Gezok to Rebbe Eliezer. That has to be some sort of action that's done, and then it's gone. V'chacham Mezi Afili Omechad Afil Sha'achas. They say even if it's only one day or even just an hour, that's enough to go with the knock off. The Chag will knock it off. All right? And then we're going to say, I'm Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Hein, Hein, Divrei Beis Shammai, Hein, Hein, Divrei Beis Hillel. These are the words of Beis Shammai, and these are the words of Beis Hillel. She Beis Shammai Yomim, Shul Shiyomim. They said 3 days. That's what Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon is talking about Beis Shammai. 3 days in order to go for the holiday to knock it off. Beis Hillel, they said, Fili Yom Echad, even one day. That's going to knock it off. I'm Rabbi Huna, I'm Rabbi Chia Barava, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, V'Amri La, Amr Lehu, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chia Barava, Ulu Rabbi Huna. I feel you, Mechan, I feel Shachas, even one day, even just a moment, even just an hour, just a moment. Rava Amar, Alacha Kitana Didan, the Amar Shlosha. The Alacha is like our Tana says, it's got to be three. Rashi says, Hainu Tana, the Braisa, that's got to be 3 days in order to go ahead, like our Mishnah had said. Story time, Ravina equally the Surah Difras. Ravina came once to Surah, which is by the Pras, which is by the Euphrates. And when he was there, Amalei Rav Chavir Ravina, Rav Chavir said to him, Hilchasamai, what is the halacha? Like, it's 1 day, it's 3 days. Amalei Afil Yom Echad Afil Sha'achas. He said, even 1 day, even 1 hour. Not like our Mishnah that said it's got to be 3 days. Okay, now, where does the concept that we have to sit Shiva for 7 days come from in the first place? Yosef bar Rav, Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Akila, the Rabbi Yitzchak bar Elazar. They were sitting out in the Kila by the outside of his house, and Nafak Milsim Ibnayu, they were discussing a concept came between them. Minayin Levil Shiva, how do we know that Shiva is 7 days? Dichsiv, as it says in the Pasuk in Amos, Dichsiv, V'hafachti Chageichem Le'evil, and I flipped over your Chagim, your holidays to Evil to Avelus. Ma Chag Shiva, Av Avelus Shiva. Just like a Chag is 7 days, so to Avelus is 7 days. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean? Veva Atzeres, the Chag Yoma. What about Shavuos? It's only 1 day. And that's a Chag. So we flip my Chag, we flip the Chag to Evil. Why don't we say that Avelus is only 1 day? It says, no, Humi Ba'ili Lich Dur Shalakish, Real Zephyr Shalakish, Namar Shalakish. He says, Mishom Rebbe Yehud Nisiya, Minayin Lishmua Rechoka, Shenon Nohegis El Yom Echad. How do we know that if there's a Shmua Rechoka, that means that a person finds out that they have one of their loved ones. They find out that they died, but they only find out later, not right away. They find out it was a Shmur Rechoka, a faraway sound that they heard about it. They heard about it after the fact, way after. We're going to see exactly how much that is in a moment. But how do we know Shmur Rechoka? They only hold 1 day of Avelus. Dichsiv, from the Pasuk says, V'hafachti chageichem le'evil. I switched your chagim to evil, so we see that that's what it means. It's talking about Shavuos. V'ashkechon atzeres de'ikar de'kichad yom echad. We find atzeres 1 day is called a chag, therefore we see this also. So, 7 days is coming from the Pasuk that's flipping the Chagim to an Evel, and the other one is talking about Chagim and Evel, is talking about Shavuos, is going to be 1 day if it's a Shmua Rechoka. Tani Rabbah, someone has a Shmua Krovin. It's a regular case. You hear somebody died and you hear it fairly quickly. Then what happens? You have Shiva, you have Shloshim. Shmua Rechoka, Shmua Rechoka, you only hold 1 day of Avelus. So says the Gemara, Ezu Krov, Ezu Rechoka. What's called Krov? What's called Rechoka? Krova b'soch shloshim. It means if you heard it within 30 days of the person dying, then you have shiva right then, and you have shloshim. Rechoka le'achr shloshim. If you heard it after 30 days, then it's considered rechoka. Div Rebbe Kiva. It's like it's Rebbe Kiva. V'chachamim amim. Achr shmo krova, achr shmo rechoka. Nehege shiva shloshim. He says, I don't care if this is a shmo krova or rechoka. Still, a person has to do 7 and 30. You got to do shiva and shloshim. Okay, so says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Barchanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Makom Shetamotzi Yachid, Mekel, Rabbi Machmir. Wherever you have a case that one person is being Mekel and the other ones are being Machmir, Halacha Karabim. Halacha goes like the Rabbim in such an instance. Chutz Mizu, except for this particular case, Sha'afa Pi, Rabbi Akiva Mekel, even though Rabbi Akiva is being Mekel, we still end up going according to Chacham Machmirim, Halacha Rabbi Akiva, go like Rabbi Akiva, and that is that we are Mekel. Remember, what was Rabbi Akiva Shtickel? Rabbi Akiva Shtickel was that Krova is Besoch Shloshim, Chokah is La'achar Shloshim. That is Rabbi Akiva. Okay, the Amar Shmuel Halacha Kedivrei Meikel Be'Evel. Shmuel says, like we've seen, this is the third time we've seen it already, I believe, that the Halacha is like the Kedivrei Meikel when it comes to Avelus. Okay, let's get a couple story time over here. Rabbi Chanina Asiya Le Shmuel Davu Mebichozai. Rabbi Shmuel, he heard, it came out something later, but the fact that his father died. And there wasn't, it was a Shmuel Rechoka. So what happened? Also, the coming of Chista, he came from Rav Chista to know, what do? I found that my father died. It was after 30 days. Amalei Shmuel Rechoka Enor Heges Al Yom Echad, Halacha is, you're knowing only one day. Rabbi Nassan Barami, also Le Shmuel De Imei Mi Bechazai, he heard about the fact that he got a message that his mother died from Bechazai. Also, the coming of Rav came from Rav, he wanted to know, what does he do? Amalei Harei Amru, Shmuel Rechoka Enor Heges Al Yom Echad Bavad. Shmuel Rechoka, you only hold one day. Aisav effect the Gemara Katsa. You're telling me a Shmuel Rechok, you only had one day? Aisav, we have a Bryce that says, Vamed, Varmamura, and when is it true that we hear it later after 30 days, you only had one day? Bechamisha Mesa Mitzvah. Let's talk about the five Mesa Mitzvah, meaning you're a person, God forbid, their wife, their brother, their sister, their son, or their daughter. Aval, al ovi valimo, Shiva Shalshim. You have to do Shiva and Shalshim, even if it's after 30 days. So what do we see? This case was, that it was brought up, was where the mother ended up dying, so really should be doing Shiva and Shloshim. So Amalei, nah, he says, Yichidoi, that's a Das Yachid. V'lo Siril and Kavasei, we don't hold like that Das Yachid, we hold like Rabbi Akiva, that we go ahead and we do it only for one day. D'Tanya, as we learned in Abraisa, Maisa, Umeisa, Aviv, Shal Rabbi Tzadik, Beginzak. One time, his father died in Ginzak, which was a, Rashi says, a place, a makom. V'odiyu la'achah Shloshim, Shalosh Shalom, told him after 3 years. Uvav Shalosh, Alicia ben he went to go ask the Shavu and his Zakenim, they were there to figure out what should he do. For him, they say, no, Shiva Shloshim. He should hold Shiva and Shloshim. Ukeshameis Benosha Rabbi Achia Bagola. And when the son of Rabbi Achia died in the Gola, means outside of where he was, in Bavel, and he was and the Tata was in Eretz Yisrael, he found that it was a Rechoka. Yashua Shiva Shloshim. He did Shiva and Shloshim. In fact, the Gemara in that Aini, is that really true? V'harav Rav Barachua de Rabbi Chia. Rav was the son of Rav Chia's brother. Otherwise known as he was his nephew. Dehu Bar Achasi de Rav Chia. And he was also the son of Rav Chia's sister. He was the son of Rav Chia's brother and the son of Rav Chia's sister. Kisalik Lahasam. There's a whole story how that happened. Stepbrothers, stepsisters, and a whole cholent. But it ended up that's what happened. So Kisalik Lahasam, when Rav went and... whenever he used a Lashem Kisag, means he went up and he went to Eretz Yisrael. He was above it. He went to Eretz Yisrael. That's where Rav Chia was. Amrle Abba Kayim. So Rav Chia asked, he said to him, is your father still alive? In other words, my brother? Beep. Turn the page. Chaf from the base. Amrle Ima Kayemis. He says back to him, why are you asking me that? Rashi says, Beloshen She'elahu. Klomar, She'ata Shoal al Avi, Shoal al Imi, She'af Hiachoscha. Right? My mother's your sister, so why are you asking about her? Amalei, okay, Ima Kayemis, is your mother alive? Amalei, Abba Kayem. He said, why don't you ask me if my father's still alive? And then he understood, Amalei, Lashama, he understood from the fact that he was answering like that, that it must be both of them actually passed away, both of them died. So then he says, Amalei, Lashama immediately says to his Shamas, he says, Chalutzli minalai, take off my shoes, right? Because Rashi says, "Les abel achiv achosi," to go out and be an avelus for my brother and my sister. Veholich acharei keli lebeis hamerches and bring my kelim to the berachah meses. Rashi says, "Lamed halacha niskaven she'ein shmuah rechok lachas sholshim noheges ela yom echad." He wants to teach that the it actually only applies for one day, yom echad, umixas hayom kukula, and part of the day is like the whole day. And the Gemara says, Shema min atlas, learn three things out of his actions. Shema min ha'avel also ben yisil sasandal. Avel can't wear shoes, because he told him to take off his shoes. Shema min ha'shmur rechok, eino ha'negesel yom echad. The fact that he said, come with me, we're going to the base ha'merchatz, must be that it's only yom echad. Shema min ha'am, because him kukulo, majority of the day is part of the day is like the majority of the day, and therefore he's able to go ahead into the merchatz right now. So, what comes out of this though? Well, this is the catch, there's a whole question here. If we know that Rav Chia says that if you find it after the fact, you should only do it for a little bit, as we see right here, he did it for only part of a day, then why is it that we saw that he said Shiva and Shloshim when he found out that his son passed away, like we saw in the Braisa right before? He says, no, you're making a mistake, it's two different people. Rav Chia Luchud, Rabbi Achia Luchud. This is Rav Chia, that was Rav Achia, two different people, and really only hold one day. Weiter in his inyanim, Amar Rabbi Yossi Baravin, Shama Shamua Krova Beregel. Let's say a person goes and they hear something, but, I mean, somebody died. I put the wrong comma. Shama Shmuel Krova Beregel. If you heard of Shmuel Krova, and it was just now Beregel, it's within 30 days, but it's on the Chag. Well, the Motzei Regel Nasas V'Cholka, but then it's on the cutting, it's on the tipping point, and on and afterwards it ends up being 30 days. So therefore, it's after the fact. What's it in? Olalo Ve'Einu Noeg El Yom Echad. It's considered part of the count, and you only is Noeg one day. It's like a Shmuel V'Cholka. Tani Ravada de Min Kesari Kame de Rabbi Yochanan, similar story. Shama Shmua Krova Bishabis. You heard a Krova Bishabis, but on Shabbos you can't do it. To Lamotzi Shabbos has to be Chokka. Motzi Shabbos already day 30. What's it then? Eino Noeg Ella Yom Echad. Korea O Eino Korea. Now the Gemara wants to know about what about tearing? Because we know that Rashi says Achshav de Noeg Yom Echad Lishmua Rechoka. Does he go ahead and does he do kriya or not? He says, no, you do not go and tear your clothing. He does tear his clothing. We know if someone has a loss, somebody passes away, then they do kriya, they tear the clothing. Question is, what about if it's a rechoka? Right? And he's only one day, so does he tear or not? So one says that he doesn't, the other one says he does. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina comes and he's who's the one who said you're not korea? He says, listen. Bishlam didi damin in a career makes sense according to me. He says you don't tear it. That's pshat. That's that, because you don't have shiva. So therefore, you go. You don't have shiva. You don't go to kriya either. But according to you, Rashi says kolmi mishum daleka shiva in a career. Now eladcha according to you, damat korea. You say you do tear kriya below shiva mika. Is there such a thing that there's kriya without having shiva? I mean, come on. Says the Gemara, we're going to defend Rav Mani here as well. Who says maybe there is such a thing with kriya without having shiva? Velo. What? There's no such thing. You don't tear without having shiva. V'atani isi avua de Rabbi Zeira. But isi, the father of Zeira, taught us the following. V'amr la. Some say zachu de Rabbi Zeira is a brother of Zeira. Kamei de Rabbi Zeira in front of Rabbi Zeira. Mishen lo chaluk lekrov. Someone doesn't have a chaluk. They don't have a shirt in order to go and tear. They hear that this happened. They're not able to go and not able to tear it. And then he ends up getting it within Shiva. He goes and he tears. But after Shiva, you don't. Rabbi Zeira responded to that and he said, what's that talking about? That's talking about Chamisha Mesa Mitzvah, right? The brother, sister, son, daughter, spouse. But it's not talking about parents. You go and you do it even if it's after the fact. Rashi says, Acher Shiva, Afagav the Lekha Shiva, there's no Shiva, you still go and tear. So what do you see? Even without Shiva, you tear. That's the Gemara, nah, Kitani Hi, Lechvod of Vimo. That's not really like halacha, you have to be doing this. It's just covered for your father and your mother. You go and you do it. So, like I said, makes more sense like me. After the fact, you don't, because there's no tearing without Shiva. Tani Rabbanan, Kola Omer Bebas is calling him Shekoin Mitame Lohen. Anything it says about the Kohanim, we know that Kohen is not allowed to go ahead and they're not allowed to become Tame, but they are allowed to become Tame for the Zion Krovim. Father, mother, son, brother, I'm sorry, father, mother, spouse, brother, sister, son, or daughter. Father, mother, son, daughter, sister, brother, spouse. Right? So those are the Zion Krovim, they have to become Tame too. So, what he's saying over here is that kol omer pasas kohanim shekoyin mitamelan, anything about them that they become tummy, avil masabalim, that's the halacha. Those are the ones that an avil is going to sit shiva for. There's avilus for the father, mother, son, daughter, sister, brother, spouse. Ve'elu hein, ishto, his wife, aviv v'imo, father, mother, achiv achasu, brother, sister, but obito, son and daughter. Hosifu alein achiv achos abasula meim. The chacham came along and they added to that list achiv veachoso habasula imo, his brother and his sister that's not yet married from his mother. Rashi says shalom me aviv, not from the father. It's only from the mother. It's a half sibling. Dekra mashma me aviv shalom me imo. Dekra's mashma is coming from the father, which means a coin would not become tummy to these people. Yet we are tummy. We do mourn for such a person. Vachoso nesua ben me aviv ben imo, and his sister that's married, whether it's from a father or the mother, where the coin wouldn't normally become tummy to it. Yet that's added to this idea. And now we add more. Kishem shem misaba aleim kach misaba shniim shalom. Just like we have available, we're ma'avav misaba for them. Also, there's shniim, the secondary. Rashi says avi aviv. If I have to mourn for my father, I have to mourn for my father's father. Val ben beno, my son's son. Val ben bito, and on the son of my daughter, if I have to do for my daughter. Val ben achoso, if one would have to do for the daughter. Val ben achoso is on the son of their sister, assuming that they have to do for their sister. Divrei Rabbi Kiva, like Rabbi Kiva goes on to, it extends to those relatives as well. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Lazar says, Eino misabel, he's not misabel, el al ben benov al aviv. In other words, the secondary things only extends to these people, his son's son and his father's father. V'chachamim say, kol she misabel olav, misabel imo. Anyone that he would mourn for, he would mourn with. As Rashi explains, if someone loses their grandfather, since their father is mourning, therefore they mourn with their father. If they lose a child, God forbid, a grandchild, so then what happens? They mourn with their child who's mourning for their grandchild. Chachamim, haynu Tanakama, says Gemara, isn't that the same thing as the Tanakama? Isn't that the same as Rabbi Akiva says? So what's going on? Why are you doubling it up? Igibenayo imo bebayis. The difference is when they're with them in the house. Rabbi Akiva is saying, no, you have to mourn for secondary relatives, but this last lashon was, when it said, kol misabel alav, the chachamim omrim, kol she misabel alav misabel imo, means only when you are with them. He had amar le rav lechia bere, like rav said to chia's son, v'chein amar le avuna le rabba bere, ba'apa nehol gavilusa. When you're in the face, you go ahead and you have to go and do the, you have to be misabel with them. What does that mean? She says, ba'apa, de itzach kishihi avela, so it means, let's say a person's wife loses a parent and now they're in a state of mourning. So when you're with the wife, in her face, don't go vilus, you should do it also. But not in her face, you don't have to be misnaheg avelus. Misnaheg avelus. Story time. Marukva shachvle bar chamua. Marukva's father-in-law's son died, a.k.a. his brother-in-law. He wanted to shloshim. He thought, okay, maybe I should do shiva and shloshim. Like we learned, this is his wife is going to be sitting shiva, so he wanted to do it also. Maybe the whole thing, 7:30. Amar al Rav Huna Ligabe Ashkechei came and he saw that he was doing this. So Amar Le Sudnyosa Bois Lemechal. Like Rashi explains what that means, the sudas the evil. That's the suda of the evil. You also want to eat the suda of the evil? Like I was like, what are you doing over here? This is like way too much, my friend. Lo omer lechvod ishto ela chamiv v'chamoso. The only time we said such an idea is talking about if it's your father-in-law or your mother-in-law, meaning if one of their parents passed away, then you go ahead. Not if it's a brother-in-law. De Tanya, as we learned in a brisa, Misha meis chamiv v'chamoso. If someone's father-in-law or mother-in-law passed away, eino rashai lachuf es ishto lios kocheles lios pokeses. He can't go ahead and force his wife, and this is talking about when she's now in avel, can't go and make her to go put on different types of makeup. Ella, what should he do? Kofa mitaso, his own bed, he should flip over. Vinoigimo avelis, he should go ahead and do avelis. Vachain he, shameis chamio, chamosa, so too, if her father-in-law, mother-in-law died, ena rasha lios kocheles vios pokeses, she's not allowed to go ahead and make herself up. Ella, kofa mitaso, vinoigimo avelis, she has to go ahead and flip her bed and be mistaig avelis. That's one braisa. I have another one, though, that seems to say, not like that. Vatani doch another braisa. It says, "Afal pisha amu inu rashay lachuf esishto lios kochel svios pokeses." Talking about a case when she is in a state of avelus, the emes amu mozegus lo zakos matzas lo mita or merchetzes lo panavet of raglov. She is allowed to go ahead and she can go ahead and she could pour for him his cup, give him to drink, and make his bed, wash his face, wash his hands and his feet. Fractic Marakasha and Adadi is a kasha one price and the next. Why? Dachakotani, Metzaslo Mitaso, make his bed. Pachitani Kofa Mitaso. One place is saying, make his bed. Another saying, flip over his bed. Is he doing a velus or is he not? El Alav, Shmamina, Kan Bechamim Bechamoso. One of them is talking about when, the first one was talking about when it was her father or her mother, his father in law and mother in law. And Kan Beshak Krovim, the other Krovim, therefore he doesn't do it. Shmamina. Tanya Nami Yochios of Rice, which backs it up. The only time we said is when it's coming to talking about his father in law and his mother in law alone, not other siblings, not other Avelim, not other people that die. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.